Welcome back to What Jail Is Like. Although that was included in What Jail Is Like. Raina Maria, what aspect of jail do you think they describe? I kind of liken Raina Maria to the fruit cup, maybe, but a clean fruit cup.
I think it describes that brief moment when you wake up and you're still between being awake and sleep when you actually think you're free.
Mm.
I think it's the love that can exist between two men on the inside.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet, I think. Raina Maria, from their Atlantic EP, recently released, the track was Soul Singer.
They're good. I like them.
Good band. Okay, right about now, a little segment where we bring you up to speed. You know, you're slowing down, you're losing awareness as the week goes. Well, we're going to get you going again. We're going to tell you what's going on in the community. Tell it like it is. There's a lot of shows out there that, you know, give a lot of lip service to the community. You know, here's what's going on in CU. But we tell you here's what's going on in CU. And we also make fun of it, which is
an added spin on it that other radio shows just don't give you.
Right, which I think is, you know, extremely important, which is why I'm going to waste no further time in going right to Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements. Just thinking to myself, you know, the justifications for the existence of What Jail Is Like. It's a 24-volume set, comes from the people who make the Encyclopedia Britannica. They use like 8-point Times New Roman font for this, so it's real freaking small. Whole lot of words in there. But that's in the third volume, is the music that we do. Like the music that we just make on the air. Yeah. You know, make the music.
We write the songs.
Yeah.
That make the whole world sing.
I think that actually symbolizes the part in jail where you're getting stabbed in the cafeteria with a spoon. I think that parallels
a sharpened spoon.
Yeah. But, you know, you feel so firmly located in that space and time, you know? Finally, you feel real as opposed to all those years in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
He's really at that thing. Oh, look at me. I'm in solitary
cool. It makes me cool and different and pithy.
Well, you've got to admit, it does make me pithy.
You couldn't read any books on the inside. You're full of pith. It's all black in there. Yeah. So don't make it seem like you got all book smarts now, Mr. Solitary.
All right, here we go. Confidential lesbian support group for women over 30 meets weekly. So if you're a very, very low-key, discreet lesbian, call 217-892-8734 for more information. Just if you're very confidential.
Kind of on the down low.
Kind of a DL tip.
That would suck.
Is that or is it that the support group itself is confidential and therefore that it's no longer confidential just for having advertise itself?
Well, I just support lesbians.
You know, get that. You're much more charming.
I don't want to answer another phone call.
All right. But you're much more charming at these things than we are.
WJIL, I almost just gave an acronym. What jail is like on WFT.
I'm going to turn his microphone off.
I think it's if you just like chilling. Oh, please.
Moron people.
What?
Somebody going 105 and then hanging up. Let's be funny like the people on the radio.
So if you like just maybe relaxing jazz music, and you don't like making a big fuss, or you don't like to be fronting when you hit the scene, check out the Confidential Lesbian Support Group.
Keep it on the DL.
Yeah, but nobody go in there and have these name tags that say, "Hi, I'm a lesbian," and slap them on people's backs while they're leaving so they don't know. Because, I mean, I respect their right to privacy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Argentine Tango 1, Salsa 2. Dance class. Is it Parkland?
He's
winning. Oh, shoot. That was great.
Did I glow it for you?
No. Okay. That was wonderful. Salsa's winning.
Salsa's up.
Only by a hair, though.
Salsa. What quarter are we in?
Third.
Damn.
It's getting pretty tense.
Well, you know, Salsa's got good defense.
I don't know.
Smothering.
Tango's offense just went down the tube since they lost their coach. Dance class is at Parkland College, Tuesdays, January 25th through February 29th. Instructors from... Oh, no. There's a big handwritten sign that says start here, pointing to instructors from the Regent Ballroom, so I just read a bunch of stuff I wasn't supposed to read.
You naughty man.
Look, guys, look out the window.
Oh, no.
The gate to hell has opened up.
Great. Nice, Troopia.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, let's pretend it doesn't exist and keep going forward.
I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm not supposed to tell you when it's running or what the name of it is. Okay. Instructors from the Regent Ballroom will give lessons in two ballroom dances, Tuesdays, January 25th through February 29th. Oh, see, that's why. At Parkland College, room D105.
Does Parkland really
that's
have...
That's really creepy.
That's a little weird. Maybe he was clairvoyant, you know, and something's bad is going to happen.
Stupid.
Okay.
Does Parkland really have so many rooms that they got to code them like that? I mean, do they have D001 through D999?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole alphabet.
I shouldn't be talking smack.
Parkland's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
It's bigger than like
one of those places?
Yeah.
Vault ceilings.
Robot dog.
Yeah.
Argentine Tango 1 will be taught from 7 to 8 p.m. and Salsa 2 will be taught from 8:15 to 9:15. There's a fee for each workshop. For information, call 351-2571.
All right. This is a long one, so I'm going to do it in the middle.
just pick a word and start at it.
Just mix together fractions of sentences, so therefore changing the whole content and the mission of the PSA.
Word. All right. Tune in to the third annual Homelessness Marathon, a nationwide 14-hour broadcast. 14 hours.
Of people trying to stay on the street and last one in wins.
Can you imagine, I mean, what jailing's like on the air for 14 straight hours?
I'd shoot myself.
I'd shoot you guys before myself.
Well, I thought that was understood.
Yeah.
I'd shoot you, but in a highly passive-aggressive way.
Nice.
You'd actually get us to shoot ourselves.
Yeah.
Dude, but you gotta admit, like around hour 8.5, there'd be some beautiful, totally candid...
Yeah. At that point, we've got our clothes off for whatever reason, you know.
I'd love to do that much of a show, because really, like by 8.5, at hour 8.5, it would be like Fellini's 8.5. It'd just be like just scattered. Yeah, like there's a dwarf.
Ooh blah, ooly blah, ooly blah, ooly blah. This nationwide 14-hour broadcast is hosted by WEFT, going out all over the nation. Got affiliates, like, literally all over the nation. I don't know if Alaska's down with it now that I think so. And some of those colonially occupied places that, you know, the U.S. Oh, it's not a colonial. I don't know if they're digging with it. But all over the country, Tuesday, January 25th at 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. Wednesday morning. Program is a teach-in on issues of homelessness and poverty featuring local and national experts, advocates of homelessness and poverty. Go with it!
There's got to be a plus side.
Houses suck!
The anti-house league.
Your calls, and above all, the voices of homeless people. We're going to have to teach Sparnathan some new words.
Because I don't think he can say any of those on an FCC-controlled radio station.
Yep. Discussion will include homelessness in Champaign-Urbana, affordable housing, health problems of the homeless, housing the mentally ill, homelessness and migrant workers, homeless vets, crimes against the homeless, and more. I'm noticing a trend.
I really like how they've, with their advertising, they've really aimed right at the demographic, because I saw several flyers for this tack to spar anything's back.
Well, good scene.
You know? So they all know about it.
The broadcast will be live from the street in front of the WEFT studios at 113 North Market in Champaign. And, I mean, if you've seen what it's out like outside, you know, if you've been outside in the last week or so, you know, that's a fairly grim thing. In addition, there are three local events connected to the program. We've got coming up tomorrow, Monday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m., the University YMCA, 1001 South Wright Street in Champaign, will hold a forum to help contextualize the issues about homelessness prior to the broadcast. So, you know, I mean, don't go into the homelessness marathon, you know, kind of unaware, uneducated, because the concept of homelessness is going to blow your freaking mind, and you are going to need some help contextualizing this thing. Tuesday, January 25th, representatives of AmeriCorps CHART. That's CHART is an acronym. I don't know what it stands for. I'm going to guess Chad's Roving Terrier is what CHART stands for. We'll sponsor a rally, march, vigil, and sleep out.
All at once.
Yes.
How do I rally and vigil?
I'm marching vigil.
It's a hell of a skill, but some people got it, and they'll teach it to you. Sleep out near the station beginning at 7 p.m. So stay up really late the night before so that you're ready to go to sleep at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 26th at the January 26th at the 7:30 p.m. roving bands of articles. 7:30 p.m. The New Art Theater, 126 West Church Street in downtown Champaign, will present two documentaries on homelessness in the neighborhood, a program on homelessness in CU, a movie that was made in CU. Nice. I didn't know they allowed that.
I don't think so either.
That's really kind of cool.
All camera lenses instantly broke.
Mm-hmm. And a 1984 Academy Award nominee for Best Documentary, Streetwise, about homeless street teens in Seattle. By now, 15 years later, they're homeless 30-somethings in Seattle. But it was captured during 1984, and rockin'. All proceeds from the showings will be given to the local shelters. Topics and local guests for the third annual Homelessness Marathon broadcast beginning at 6 p.m. January 25th include, it's 6 p.m., homelessness in Champaign-Urbana. We got Esser Pat, Urbana City Council member and director of the CU Tenant Union, and Captain Winham from the Salvation Army. We discussed the threat of the Salvation Army last week. The Salvation Army has the bomb. If they do,
terror.
I'm kind of freaked out.
Of course, it's a bomb that doesn't quite work, right? You got to do some rewiring.
Yeah, they're waiting for somebody to donate a detonator. But if they ever get one, I think it would be a good idea to attend their seminar or listen to the radio at 6 p.m. so that Captain Winham doesn't get angry and start actively looking for that detonator. 9:06 p.m., Institutionalized Homelessness, Migrant Workers. Hugh Phillips, director for El Centro por los Chablas. Why did they even try? Oh, they've got pronunciation. Yeah. Trabajadores.
Workers.
It's Hugh. He's the director, and he's going to do a presentation 9:06 p.m., something you should tune into, because I don't think the average college student knows that migrant workers are in the area. They know that there's La Bambas, and they know that the burritos somehow make it from the counter to their mouth. But, you know, they're kind of wasted at that point, and they don't know, you know, this will kind of fill things in for you. The following morning at 5:06 a.m., demonization. Why are so many homeless people being murdered? That is a really good question.
Because they ain't got nothing.
Yeah. And why are they being made into demons? I thought demons were bad. We don't want more demons.
No.
We've got a lot of demons as it is.
Yes.
Big problem. John Lee Johnson, excellent speaker who does a morning show Saturdays 9 a.m. here on WEFT. Civil rights activists will be doing this presentation. 6:06 a.m., healthcare and the homeless for sick homeless people who are up at 6:06 a.m. near a radio. Claudia Lenhoff, director of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers.
Yeah. A lot of homeless people are up at 6:06 next to a radio.
Well, there's only like 3 homeless people, as far as I know.
As far as anything.
Really?
Yeah. That's
in the whole country, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tune into this marathon to find out otherwise, but that's the impression I'm under. 7:06 a.m., finding a place.
What the heck is rumbling?
Dragon so, corpse. The gate to hell is dragging some corpses back.
I was hoping to through. Ignore that. 7:06 a.m., finding a place. The struggle for affordable housing. Kathy Sims, director of the Center for Women in Transition
yet?
In Champaign. This... Oh.
Just, I thought this PSA is a long PSA. I'm just making a joke.
Well, I was going to bring it to a finish right there because it actually ends at 7:06 a.m., but,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you angry. I was just, you know, being funny.
Yeah.
You hate me, don't you?
I'm going to arm wrestle myself.
Okay, now, everybody, he really is arm wrestling himself.
Been
I noticed this earlier
when
Matt and I, for nobody but our own pleasure, for nobody else but ourselves, were miming rolling the snowballs to make the snowman during the opening. We were both just pantomiming rolling it, although we were the only people who could see it. On January 29th and 30th, that's January 29th and 30th, the Urbana Park District will host an indoor carnival with inflatable fun and indoor games for the whole family.
Ew, for the whole family?
Inflatable fun.
I thought that was like an alone time.
Wouldn't it
thing.
Be inflatable and fun indoor games? Don't you think that's what they meant to say?
No, I don't think so.
Inflatable fun. The event will be at Brookends Gym at 1776 East Washington Street in Urbana, located at the Brookends Administrative Building.
Have you ever had fun and then it suddenly starts to deflate on you?
Games will include a bungee run, a gladiator joust, inflatable fun with a gladiator joust.
I didn't know bungees could run. Well, that's great. I'm glad they're making strides forward.
Sure, they're wily creatures.
Oh, they are, obviously.
And more. Friday, January 29th from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. will be Teen Night for middle and high school students. Inflatable fun with middle and high school students. All ages can attend from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, June 30th.
There's all an admission ages can attend the Teen Night?
I guess. But only when the Teen Night's not going on.
And,
Wait, go ahead.
Okay. Something that I left out of the PSA that I was doing, but what kind of ties into Eric's PSA, is what Jalen's Like agreed to do as part of the Homelessness Marathon broadcast is to do a segment right now on inflatable homeless people, which is a very big problem. Apparently, homeless people out there will sometimes deflate, and they don't have access to air pumps. So what experts are recommending that you do is keep a pump on you so you can reinflate the homeless people.
Absolutely.
Yes. So that's our contribution.
There is an admission. There was full support. I just didn't know what to do.
That's fine, man. No.
Unlike his trademark joke, I thought it was funny.
Good.
I'm just kidding, man.
I like the trademark joke.
I like the trademark joke, too.
You know, it wasn't good, but jeez.
I thought it was funny. I'm just kidding.
I got a cold.
Good Lord.
Three years old. I know how to read at that point. I'm looking at a bottle of wine. I remember what the bottle of wine looked like. It was a green bottle, yellow label. I think it was Cutty Sark based. I think I figured that out later.
That's scotch.
Oh, okay. It would have been scotch.
Mommy was lying.
My parents were into scotch. That makes sense. And I was looking at the label. I remember this very clearly. And underneath, I think the sailing boat that they have on that thing, it says trademark. But it doesn't say it in one line, like one word. It says trade on one line and then Mark on the other line. My name being Mark, paranoid.
Every time like a new kid came by, you're like, oh.
So you weren't surprised next year when, you know, you found yourself in a new family.
Yes.
And your parents had a 2000 model.
And three more bottles of Cutty Sark.
There was an admission fee. That'd be awesome if your mom drank too much of that. My mom drank too much of that, and then if it said trade Eric's, good idea. I could get more of you.
I do whatever you
there
say.
Is an admission fee and additional charges for certain activities, probably the inflatable fun. For details, call the Urbana Park District at 367-1544. Both those PSAs seem so much more promising when I first pulled them out.
Wouldn't it suck if when you get the fun it's deflated and they expect you to inflate it yourself?
Oh, I hate that.
Like Christmas morning and no batteries, you know?
That little plastic knobby thing that your lips barely fit over.
Oh, God.
And, like, it doesn't matter what your lung capacity is, it's going to take you 3 hours to load that puppy up.
Hell on earth, man.
Did you know that together the flu and pneumonia are the fifth leading cause of death among people 65 years of age or older? Each year in the United States, as many as 60,000 adults die needlessly from the flu and pneumonia. You can protect yourself by getting a flu shot once a year and at least one pneumonia shot in your life.
Or taking flu out back and having it shot.
Kicking the crap out of it.
Yeah. This is a common myth that you can get... there's a common myth that you can get sick from getting the shots. But three ellipses tell me that that's not true. The vaccines are safe and effective. Best of all, both are covered by Medicare. Call your doctor, local health department, today for more information about being vaccinated against the flu pneumonia. And now for the top four ways that old people die needlessly. Number four... Well, number four is obviously from complaining about the high prices of things today. They just do it until their heart seizes up and they collapse.
Number three is unfortunately being mistaken for a prune by hungry people, which is really just unfortunate on both sides of the equation.
Mm. Number two is complications arising from senility. You know, just things like forgetting to breathe.
And number one is forgetting that you shouldn't drive a car after you're legally blind.
It's, you know, it's hard to remember.
Did you see that Frontline or Newsline like story about this girl was killed by like an elderly driver, and her parents were campaigning to put an official driving age. The gate to hell is really getting noisy out there. What are they doing now?
Well, the gate to hell is doing our recycling for us, I think. It's very considerate of it, if you ask me. It gets a bad rep, you know, eating souls and whatnot, but...
Well, that's Juarez.
Very earth-friendly.
Shaking his chains.
Juarez.
He's not getting out for 17 to 20.
Well, we take him out of the big house, you know, but we never actually take him out of his chains, and we never actually let him outside.
You can take Juarez out of the big house.
You can't take the big house out of Juarez. Obviously, as he's proven today, because he's being very, very annoying.
Troop, you done?
I'm totally done.
All right. Let's move off to a song, then, because... Because
the gate to hell is really noisy.
Gate to hell is very noisy. We're going to move off to a song, and it's very important that you call and hear the gate to hell live via your phone line as opposed to your radio, so that you can give us a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
Radio Herald.
All we hear is Radio Herald, Radio Gaga. The Radio Herald is a half an hour, a 15-minute piece of long-form improvisational comedy theater where we'll take a suggestion, a word, a phrase, sentence, hopefully a word, a very standard word from you, the audience member, and build upon it as a pioneer would build upon the fertile soil from which they stole from the indigenous peoples. So, please be our indigenous peoples and let us steal the fertile soil of your suggestion.
A word, a phrase, anything you like, something you'd like to see the comedy build from. 359-9338. Here's some Midtown.